are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Nick Alderink. He is programming manager for Marquee Arts, and he is here to co-host Cinema Chat. Nick, always glad to have you in studio.
Great to be here, as always.
Missed you during the fundraiser last
week,
but good to be back together.
Absolutely.
Well, if you can hear my voice, we're going to talk about how you can't see me. Now you see me, now you don't. I say it's a new movie, but it's part of a franchise.
Yeah. This is, I believe it's the third of this series, and the Four Horsemen are back with a new generation of illusionists trying to bring down a worldwide criminal network, and when there's many returning stars, Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, and Isla Fisher, and this opens tonight in multiplexes across the country.
You know, I saw the first one, and I thought it was really well done. Had Mark Ruffalo in it as well.
I mean, you kind of think of it like Ocean's 11, but with magicians.
I thought it was really well done. I don't remember if I saw the second one, but with the original cast assembled once again, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a good fun time at the movies.
Now, when I was in my misspent youth, Arnold Schwarzenegger came out with a movie based on a Stephen King novel, also starred Richard Dawson, and it was called The Running Man. And I didn't personally care for it, but I understand that the new version of this movie, an adaptation, is coming out and is much better.
It's from director Edgar Wright, who has made a slew of really, really great movies, such as Hot Fuzz and Baby Driver. This opens tonight in multiplexes and at our state theater. This is adapted from a Stephen King novel of the same name. This is supposed to be a more faithful adaptation of his original work, but it's about a man who joins a game show in which contestants allowed to go anywhere in the world are pursued by hunters hired to kill them, and you've got Glenn Powell starring in this one in the lead role, along with William H. Macy, Lee Pace, Michael Cera, Coleman Domingo, and Josh Brolin.
Already a better cast, in my personal opinion. That could be an interesting change. I'd be interested to see if it is more faithful, because I was also a very big Stephen King fan and read everything he wrote for a while there. There's a art house film coming opening Friday night, and it's called It Was Just an Accident.
Yeah, this opens Friday, tomorrow, at the Michigan. It's set in Iran, where a man bumps into the man he believes to be his former torturer. However, faced with the person who fiercely denies having been his tormentor, doubts set in. So, I mean, this is a film that really asks the question of what is revenge and is it worth it? And it premiered at the Cannes Film Festival, where it won the Palme d'Or, which is the top prize at that festival, and was selected as the French entry for Best International Feature at next year's Academy Awards. So this one may come up in a lot of conversations moving forward.
Which means it might come back next
year.
That's
right, yeah.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to seeing that open Friday night. And I don't want to get too far ahead in our schedule, but I know that there are a lot of people who loved the movie Wicked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
With Ariana Grande.
It was huge last year.
Right. And now there's the second part of it.
That's right. Yeah, Wicked for Good is opening for advanced screenings next week, Thursday, November 20th. You have a chance to catch the new film, and we'll also be having a double feature of The Wicked and Wicked for Good Thursday at 4 o'clock.
They could not possibly make more money than splitting it into two.
That's right.
Double dipping there. Well, that's coming up next week, and we'll certainly talk more about it on next week's Cinema Chat. Just wanted to give you a heads up so you could make your plans, because I suspect it's going to be close to, if not fully sold out.
That's right. We've already sold so many tickets to it. Yeah, get your tickets in advance wherever you see it, I recommend.
Well, they're continuing with a whole series of film series at the Michigan and State Theaters, and the late night classic series will continue with a Jackie Chan movie.
That's right, Police Story from 1985. You have two chances to catch it tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow Friday at 9:30 at the Michigan. Stars Jackie Chan as a virtuous Hong Kong police officer who must clear his good name when the drug lord he is after frames him for the murder of a dirty cop. And Jackie Chan also wrote and directed this one as well. And it is such a fun movie. You may have seen some of his American films, but this film is really his best stunts he has ever done.
That's saying something. Even if you don't love his movies, you have to be somewhat awestruck by what he can do with his body.
That's right, and it's also very, very funny too. Police Story, two chances to catch it.
Well, filmmakers in attendance.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we have a screening on Sunday, A Savage Art, The Life in Cartoons of Pat Oliphant. This will be Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Michigan. This documentary chronicles the life and career of Australian-born, Pulitzer Prize-winning political cartoonist Pat Oliphant, whose tenure as an American cartoonist spanned 5 decades and 10 U.S. presidents. In 1990, the New York Times called Oliphant the most influential editorial cartoonist now working, and the film covers the history and importance of political cartoons in global democracies, as well as the decline in the profession and in the newspaper industry. And so we'll be joined by a post-film panel discussion with the director of the documentary. His name is Bill Banowski, and he'll be joined with journalist Charles Eisendraith and political cartoonist Mike Thompson for a conversation moderated by Lynette Clementson, director of the Wallace House Center for Journalists.
I don't know that with all of the media platforms available today that political cartooning is as impactful as it once was. But there was a time that these kinds of short one box, you know, cartoons could influence opinion.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 The whole written form, the whole newspaper, I mean, it used to be so influential in its own. So there's a lot to talk about with this film.
So the director's gonna be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great evening.
Yes.
A Savage Art, The Life and Cartoons of Pat Oliphant. That is Sunday, November 16th at 3 p.m. at the Michigan Theater. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair and Nick Alderink. The family-friendly series continues with what had to be one of the most well-received, most loved movies of all time for families.
Yeah, that's right. Babe from 1995. It'll be this Sunday, November 16th at 11 a.m. at the Michigan, and free and open to the public. This follows gentleman farmer Arthur Hoggett, who wins a piglet Babe at a county fair. Narrowly escaping his fate at Christmas dinner, Babe bonds with his motherly border collie, Fly, and discovers that he too can herd sheep, but will other animals accept him? So this is from director Chris Noonan and written by George Miller of Mad Max fame. He is more better known, but this is such a delightful, delightful film. It was nominated for Best Picture. I think it's one of only 3 G-rated films that have been nominated for Best Picture.
Made a global community fall in love with pigs.
Yes, yes. I believe the star of the film, he became a vegetarian after starring in the film.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. The Art House Revival is returning, featuring the iconic leading ladies of film noir.
Yes, we have The Big Sleep coming up next. This will be Tuesday, November 18th at 7 o'clock at the State Theater. This is adapted from the Raymond Chandler novel, directed by Howard Hawks and starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Such a great pair in this film. It follows private detective Philip Marlowe, who is hired by a wealthy family. Before the complex case is over, he's seen murder, blackmail, and what might be love.
The Big Sleep from 1944.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the environment. I love it when we marry environmental issues with the art of filmmaking, and what you end up is with a picture with a message.
That's right. All Too Clear, Beneath the Surface of the Great Lakes is playing next Wednesday, November 19th at 7 o'clock at the State, free and open to the public. This is part of our Cinema and Sustainability series presented with the City of Ann Arbor's Office of Sustainability and A20. It's directed by a husband and wife team. It's an immersive film using cutting-edge underwater drones to explore how quadrillions of tiny invasive mussels known as quaggas are re-engineered re-engineering the ecosystem of the Great Lakes at a scale not seen since the glaciers. It captures an epic change. The pair spent more than 150 days filming underwater, likely making it the most ambitious underwater film ever made about the Great Lakes.
I think that is worthwhile based on description alone.
Yeah.
And I imagine that it's just beautiful.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Well, fans of John Waters, who are certainly very vocal.
Yeah.
They're going to love the fact that Waters Wednesdays is continuing.
Yes, we have 2 more films up in the series as we gear up for John Waters himself joining us at the Michigan on November 22nd. We have Serial Mom that'll play next Wednesday, November 19th at 7 o'clock. It follows a perfect all-American parent, a great cook and homemaker, a devoted recycler, and a woman who will literally kill to keep her children happy. Stars Kathleen Turner.
With a smile on her face.
That's right. Kathleen Turner stars with Sam Waterston and Ricky Lake. And then the next day, we're having a special screening of Pink Flamingos from 1972, presented on 35mm. Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Michigan, about notorious Baltimore criminal and underground figure Divine, who goes up against a sleazy married couple to make a passion attempt to humiliate her and seize her tabloid given title as the filthiest person alive, also starring Mink Stole and David Lockery.
Yeah, that caused such controversy when it came out. Remains yeah. controversial yeah, to this day, for sure.
Not for kids.
Well, continuing, Train Dreams, Die My Love, Begonia, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, Frankenstein. How are those holding up?
Those are all performing very, very well, but it's probably your last chance to catch Springsteen and Frankenstein. So if you haven't seen those, get to it.
Both playing at the State now,
yes.
So you have your options. You know what you have seen, what you haven't. Pick a movie and go see it and let us know how you enjoyed. Nick, thanks for being here. Always appreciate it.
I love it, David.
That is Nick Alderink from Marquee Arts. He serves as co-host of Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.